I'm Michael Loveland. The piece for the Walgreens window is Life Passing By, High Season, Miami Beach. I'm born and raised in Miami. I've been making art, I guess, my whole life. Went to New World School of the Arts, went to Maryland Art Institute for the Arts in Baltimore. Lived in New York for a bunch of years and moved back about 20 years ago to start a family and continue a more professional studio practice. I don't like to call myself an artist. I'm more of like, I'm a maker. I do a lot of things. I'd say my studio practice is kind of a collage, assemblage practice. I used to be working heavily in like found objects. Big influences were like Rauschenberg, Jasper Johns, those guys. More recently in the last years, I've been leaning more towards or focusing more on using my own photography and collecting what I see and around me. I try to shed light on the simplicities of life and make people slow down a little bit. I think we're bombarded with so much information, and I think some kind of inner searching and finding beauty in very mundane, kind of discarded things to me is really important to my practice. I had seen a lot of the other installations, and they were kind of presenting objects to the passing audience. I wanted to kind of flip it and set up the windows so that it's really kind of recording what's going on the sidewalks and capturing life on the sidewalks more than showing them something. I wanted to kind of question them, so there'll be some vinyl one-liner statements that I'm still working on the finals, but basically questioning them on do they need art, do they see art, do they feel art, something along those lines. And then the windows will be lit up kind of like a Dan Flavin style at night to kind of draw people in like bugs, you know. And I'm going to be mirroring the sections of the window that'll be having the cameras behind them. And I'm going to record periodically different time periods. I'm not sure yet exactly. And then hopefully it'll turn into a video that I could possibly use in my show in February. At one point in time growing up here, there was a high season when things got busy in the winter. And given this time limit from November through February, is basically that time that used to be the highlight of the Miami Beach experience. Now it's year round, but I wanted to play on that kind of old riff. And just focus on what's going on out in the street and see what we can catch.
Ulite Arts strives to support its alumni community of artists through site-specific projects sponsored by Walgreens. In partnership since 2000, Ulite Arts and Walgreens present innovative exhibitions to bring contemporary art to the Miami Beach community. This audio, along with the exhibition, creates an opportunity for unexpected art encounters and greater access for the community to hear directly from the artist.